The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Governor Henry McMaster marked his second inauguration address yesterday by calling for South Carolina teachers to earn at least $50,000 a year starting in 2026.
Standing here 4 years ago, I said, being perceived as weak in education is not good, but being perceived as not committed to fixing it is disastrous. 6 years ago, the minimum starting salary for a teacher in South Carolina was $30,113. Today, it is $40,000. My goal is by 2026 is that we have a minimum starting salary of at least $50,000.
Governor Henry McMaster yesterday. On our guest line, as usual on Thursday, Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt. Congratulations, sworn in for another four-year term. What a beautiful day you had in Columbia yesterday, too, for the inauguration.
Oh, yes. We were definitely blessed. God was smiling on us yesterday. Who would have thought, you know, January 11th, and I was sitting on the dais at the State House without a coat on, being sworn in as the 93rd Lieutenant Governor for a second term. It was an amazing day. The governor did a great job. He'll be the longest serving governor at the end of his term that South Carolina has ever had. And so it was a great day yesterday, exciting things. Basically, the governor talked again about our executive budget for this year and where he wants to put money. I was happy he talked about judges, transparency in judges, and judges make all the difference. And I was Friday at the South Carolina Citizens for Life dinner, and, you know, Lindsey Graham said the same thing. You know, thank God for, you know, Amy Comey Barrett. Thank God for Brett Kavanaugh. You know, we see that judges are playing a much bigger role than I think our founding fathers ever thought they would. Right. We need judges who will stay in the line to understand what their job is. And, you know, Lindsey Graham said it well. He said, we got to do that now here in South Carolina.
Yep. And I happen to notice, too, that Governor McMaster, when he mentioned the transparency in the selection process and in just our judges doing their job, he got one of the loudest and longest applauses that he got throughout his speech. I mean, this is a real touchy subject right now with the state Supreme Court handing us the decision they did. Of course, Supreme Court Justice John Kittredge was there yesterday swearing the governor in. But Justice Kittredge really nailed it in his dissenting opinion when he said that the South Carolina Supreme Court, they've overstepped their bounds.
I agree. I think Justice Kittredge is a good man. I've gotten to know him since I've been lieutenant governor. You know, he swore me in 4 years ago, and he's right. I think that's what we're seeing from everybody, that the decision went well beyond, you know, the governor is an attorney. He talked a little bit about that last week. It was an off-topic question during our executive budget news conference, and that's what he said. He said, I think they've got it wrong. I think they've overstepped. They used a privacy clause that was never intended to be used in this manner. And so, you know, but we have a Supreme Court justice that is leaving the bench this time. And we have another one, you know, will be, that spot will be open. Apparently next year we have another one. And then, you know, so we have to make sure when they come on, when their time expires, that we really understand what they stand for and what do they feel. What do they feel their job is? Yeah. I think that's what people are very passionate about right now, because they see the difference it makes. President Trump, whether you like him or love him, he did a lot of good things. And what he did was to really put out there some transparency. So it gave people that aha moment about what we have to now continue to focus on. Like, what were those things we thought, because we never heard about, were going good, right? Because, oh, if we don't hear about anything, then it must be okay. And, you know, he really brought that to the forefront.
Well, he did, and you know, he appointed some judges at all levels that yes. to this day are benefiting things that we're doing here in our country. And you know, this is a time for the state legislature to step up. I've had the opportunity to speak with several legislators since we learned of the Supreme Court's decision. Last Thursday, I had Senator Alexander, Thomas Alexander, president of the Senate, scheduled for Friday, and he and I had a great conversation about this. I had Speaker of the House Merle Smith on Tuesday, and I think the legislature agrees that we need judges to do their job, and that's to look at the law, look at our Constitution, and rule based on that, not on their personal opinions and personal beliefs. And clearly that's what happened with the South Carolina Supreme Court. You know, it's interesting because within maybe even on the same day, if not the same day, the next day, Utah's Supreme Court ruled on a very similar case. Planned Parenthood was suing Utah. Utah has much stricter abortion laws. In their case, there is no abortion unless the mother's life is at risk or rape and incest. And the Utah Supreme Court went out of their way in their opinion to say it's not our job here to express our opinion. It's our job to interpret the law that the legislature passed, and that's what we're doing here. And our court did the exact opposite.
Well, that's why elections have consequences, right? We have to make sure, Lynn, that's, you know, Lindsey Graham's favorite statement, elections have consequences, and they do. And I think we have a very good delegation, especially here in Greenville, that will go down to Columbia and really make sure that when, you know, these election of judges come into play, that that is what they're going to focus on. Do they want to rip up the Constitution? Joey, very scary thing. You know, my daughter is a 2L in law school, and she said, you know, you hear kids talking, they, and some professors, right, they think the Constitution should be ripped up.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't understand what the basis then for our country would be if you rip up the Constitution. But I think as adults, I say it all the time, we've got to start talking to our young people more and more. And I know as a mother of three kids, sometimes you think they don't hear you, but then you'll have that aha moment when you're talking to a friend and you hear your kids talking in the background and they're repeating something you said. We got to get our kids to understand why this is the best nation in the world, to stop believing, you know, mainstream media. This, people would not be risking their lives hanging off of planes to come to a place that wasn't the best place on earth. They just wouldn't. And we have to start bringing the obvious to light.
Yep, exactly. Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt, congratulations again on your second term. I look forward to many Thursdays visiting to talk about all the various things that affect our state on a day-to-day basis. Had a caller this morning. Let's see, I think it was Jim from Toccoa. We'll have to get Tommy. He'll have to pull that for you. He wants you to move to Georgia. He's trying to kidnap you to move to Georgia to be Georgia's lieutenant governor. I told him no deal.
Oh, well, Joey, that is very sweet, but I want to tell you, thank you. I consider you a dear friend. I love being on your show. I look forward to four more years of it. And thank you to everybody who's listening. It's my honor to serve as your lieutenant governor. And I am blessed to have the privilege to do that again for four more years. I promise to do everything in my power to not disappoint.
Yep. It will be a pleasure for sure. Have a blessed day. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks so much, everyone. Have a great weekend.
Sure thing.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.